You're listening to the RFC Daily Transformers News Update for February 22nd, 2020. This is update number one for today. Today was the Hasbro press event at Toy Fair, and our very own diecast was there. And we are going to go to an interview that he had on site with John Warden and Ben Montano from the Transformers brand and design team.
What can you tell us about how Scorponok's ankles work? It seems like they might extend in some way to enhance articulation, I think, because of the little gap everyone was seeing in the between the foot and the legs.
I think that's actually part of the transformation. This character has a lot of panels that flip around to create volume. And, you know, the wizards at Takara Tomy, specifically Hosoi-san, who worked on this guy, were able to figure out how to get an ankle rocker in there and have it be a transformation step as well. While the toy's not physically next to me and I can't fiddle with it, but I'm assuming that it has to do with the fact that he's a triple changer.
Okay. But you have a swivel ankle.
There's a rocker ankle, but they're talking about how it looks a little extended in the picture. I think that's probably has to do with his all bones.
Siege Wrap at Rumble became hard to find for a lot of fans. Are there any plans to release those toys in Earthrise, maybe down the line?
I mean, anything's an option. You've seen us bring a couple things back right at this time. Not planned, but
okay.
The more we hear for inquiries and curiosities, the more likely things are to come back.
Absolutely. We start thinking about characters that maybe were popular but didn't get a ton of... Not a lot of people were able to get them the first time around. We do have a great outlet in Gen Selects that we can utilize as well. Anything's possible. I think it's a lot of it is just making sure the fans have let their voices be heard, let us know which ones they want.
Do you have any input or preference as to how or if Takara releases the Armada Optimus Prime shown off a year ago at Winter Wonder Fest 2019?
Yeah, I mean, at this time, there's nothing more to say on that. I think a lot of stuff we do in partnership with Takara Tomy, a lot of stuff we show and just to gauge kind of the fan appeal, where they're pushing, where they want us to go with things. We obviously wouldn't show it if we didn't have an intention to at some point do it. No more details on that right now.
Is there any chance that we will get Beast Wars again anytime soon or other non-G1 characters?
Beast Wars is most certainly an important and epic piece of the fabric of the Transformers universe. As we start to think about the entirety of the possibilities within Transformers, the beasts within Beast Wars are especially compelling and offer an incredible challenge for us as designers, marketing, and everybody. But I think it's a little too early to talk about the potential of Beast Wars, but... it's safe to say that there are many Beast Wars fans within the team.
Yeah, and I think you'll see even with Cyberverse, and Bumble Cyberverse, we started to bring Cheetor and others into the story universe. So, it's a fun era of storytelling, like John said, for future storytelling and product for sure.
And moreover, it really means so much to so many people, and I think that's really important to be reticent when you're working on a brand like Transformers.
I think this is kind of the same question. Are there any plans to incorporate Euro G1 characters into generations, such as Thunderclash, the Turbo Masters, or the Predators?
Oh, yeah, I love those figures. Not at this time, but as you can start to see from Earthrise, we're starting to really get deep with our cuts. You know, Snapdragon's a great example.
Yes.
I think as the toy technology evolves and we're able to introduce interesting new characters to the roster, we always listen to fans. And I think as long as it makes a compelling toy for modern day kids, it's great taking old source material like the European releases and making cool new toys of it. So sure.
In Siege, was there ever any plan to utilize the Cybertronian modes for characters such as Wheeljack, Bumblebee, or Jazz from the pilot episode of the Transformers More Than Meets the Eye?
Most certainly.
Chromium Old gets a lot of usage when it came to creating female Autobots. Will you be doing the same thing with the upcoming RC, or with female Transformers have more variation? Any chance of new mass market Nautica?
I think, you know, there are some obvious choices with RC. When you look at the way, you know, that's the beauty of Transformers, you know. Yeah. When you do Blue Streak, you know, you're going to get the other characters like Prowl and things like that for Fairly or Seeker, you know. So RC certainly has some easy redecos. And RC actually, an action figure standpoint, really presented some awesome opportunities for us to really step our game up when it came to trying to get as animation accurate as possible. So when we do new characters, whether they're whatever their gender are, it does always give us opportunities and doorways to do new versions. So with regards to her being female, sure, there's an option for us to use things in the future. I can't say Nautica is on my list at this point. We did a pretty sweet Nautica a few years ago.
Yeah. I must say the RC here, I think, is much better than the Masterpiece RC.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say that.
So I really like that. I really like that RC.
What's great is this RC is $20 too.
Yeah.
And again, but it's just a different, you know,
it's
solve.
It's a different solve.
I think a big part of what we went for was just deliver that. You know, what we felt was the iconic robot, right? And that changed how we approached the engineering, design, and the study of that. So,
and there's for a lot of kids who are just seeing the 1986 movie for the first time, this might be their first RC they ever get. I want to make sure it's a good one.
And this is a follow-up question: is the color of Deluxe RC's feet final? Generally, she has white feet instead of pink.
So I saw this comment online. This is actually due to the fact that her feet are made of an engineering resin, which resists breakage. When we mold a transformer, typically we have to have some hard choices. So the part of her feet, which is molded in pink, is also, you'll see those pieces elsewhere on her body. This type of plastic is unpaintable. Because of its rigidity and resistance to flexing, and there's a waxiness to it, so a lot of them use it in joints. So we had to use a couple of hard choices, because if you can't paint something, you have to kind of figure out which things are going to not be as distracting. We made the call because looking at her overall body, that her feet were probably the thing that would be most forgivable. If we were to change them to white, there would be parts of her body that are currently pink that would have to be white and would not take paint. Hopefully that's a pretty good answer.
Oh yeah, that makes perfect sense. I actually don't mind.
You didn't even
feet.
Notice.
Yeah. I guess the last question is since
these are
I,
great questions, by the way.
Yeah, these are all from the fans, so I had nothing to do with any of these questions. Yeah. But the
that's
last one, since I can't, since I can't talk about or ask you guys for a Unicron anymore, I guess the only thing that I can still continue to ask for is a submarine Megatron. Any plans to get that?
Oh boy. Yeah, well, you know, I think it's possible. You know, we were able to do a pretty cool spaceship version of Shockwave in the past. Six Gun had a pretty great... I think it all depends on the context of the character, where he exists in the continuity. I think you might be referring to the Earthrise Megatron. For this character, when you're designing a Transformers line, not just that's a single figure, you have to think about how many new molds you have over the course of the year. So we knew that we wanted to have a couple of A-list top-tier characters for our new fans who just know Optimus, Megatron, Blue Streak, characters like that. And we wanted to make sure we got an Earth mode Megatron rather than just putting the Cybertron mode one out again. And with that one, we were able to use some of the previous molds, the engineering molds, the feet, and things like that, while still offering a new version that we think does a pretty good job of capturing the essence of the new character while still offering a pretty compelling tank mode for a new fan as well.
But of course, we do not condone holding the Shockwave upside down. He is definitely a space submarine.
He is absolutely a spaceship.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Ben and John, as always.
Thank you, Diecast, Ben, and John. Later on tonight, we are going to have an update that includes all of the news coming out of today's event. It was a lot of fun. A lot of the information we learned in the days leading up to the presentation, but there was still quite a bit going on. Follow us at TF Radio to see all the photos that Diecast took at the event. And you can go back and watch our live stream as it happened, which is at tfradio.net. Just click on the Toy Fair 2020 podcast special. We are expanding this news podcast and Amazon Echo skill, as was announced during today's Toy Fair live stream. You can learn more by going to patreon.com/tfradio. We are going to be running a promotion called Full-Time Toy Detectives. Our very own Rob Clay and Chris, aka XV, will be becoming regular contributors to this podcast feed. And new News blog. This is going to be a time-consuming and expensive undertaking, but we believe that it is worth it for our audience and for the fans of the Transformers. This new resource will be an important part of our offerings. You can help support that by going to patreon.com/tfradio. We'll talk to you later.